Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. There's a woman who's a student at Chinese Cultural University in Taiwan, and she recently called the cops to report a crime.
Uh-oh.
One of her five roommates ate some of her yogurt, and that was it. She was like, this is a capital crime. Something must be done. Of course, cost less than $2, but didn't matter to her. She was pissed.
It's the principal, man.
And she demanded a DNA test. And how about the cops actually did it? And I mean, those things are not inexpensive. DNA tests cost a lot. So for a $2 thing of yogurt, they ran a DNA test. About $500 it cost to run this test. All the roommates in the empty yogurt container, but the process worked. The cops figured out which roommate stole the yogurt, and now she's been charged with theft.
Nice. So the thief has to pay $500, you would think, right?
Well, I would hope so, because at that point, if they're going to run this whole thing, you raise your hand and go, it was me, just to save the cash for everybody.
Wow. Good. I'm happy that she did this.
So you're in support of all this.
That's part of why I was done with having roommates, man. After a while, you get sick of coming home and you're excited to have something, whatever it may be. Maybe it's a grape soda, for instance.
Something.
I don't know. Maybe that never happened to me, but it did. And I came home and I'm like, I'm going to just crush that can of grape soda. Yeah. And then you realize that grape soda is gone.
Yeah.
And to the roommate's like, well, big deal. It's just a great can of grape soda. But, you know,
it's my grape soda.
Right. It's just like, you know, show some respect for other people's crap. No, so good on that person.
Yeah, people don't. You know, that's why living together is such a hard thing with other humans. We just don't know the tribal laws of each person. And then when you're mixing tribes like that, which is what happens when you move out of the house and live with a bunch of other people, you're mixing tribes and don't know that, oh man, grape soda theft is not welcome.
And you know the cop that she called probably experienced this at some point back in their days where they couldn't afford to live on their own, so they had a roommate, and it triggered something for that cop, and they're like, you know what, let's get the DNA kit, let's make this happen. I would have done that too if I was a cop.
It's interesting. Culturally speaking, that they actually went through, did the DNA
test.
It's
so funny.
But honor is a big thing in some cultures. I don't know if that was the thing here, but you know what, Steve? You would love to live in that place. At least you'd know.
For that moment, man, that would be the best feeling ever. To be able to look at that roommate and be like, you're busted, and you owe $500 for that $2 thing of yogurt. Was it worth it?
Yeah. Damn.
Somebody says, can we get retroactive charges against the Rev for all the food he stole as a security guard?
Yeah, how about that? Yeah.
No, that was just a job thing.
Yeah, that was a perk.
It wasn't a roommate thing.
It was a perk that Rev had in his brain.
So if somebody eats our food here, we could try and pull that.
Oh, yeah.
Get the Seattle Police Department here.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Hilarious.
Just to bust somebody and make them look bad, I'd almost be willing to contribute to that DNA test.
One person says, I hate when someone takes that last soda and then leaves the box in the fridge.
Yeah.
That person deserves to go to jail.
I'm the monster that will, even in our own house, I won't take the very last thing. So if there's a whole bag of Oreos or a whole box of Oreos, I'll probably eat most of them, but I'll leave one or two at the end so I didn't take all of them.
I kind of got bitched out for not taking the last thing this week.
Really?
What?
I know. It was
who
the weirdest
thing over that.
Somebody came in and I think they were butthurt that all of their stuff that they made, they made cupcakes and they weren't all eaten. And like, oh, I guess they gave us two because my wife is trying to watch her weight. Mm-hmm. And so they gave us two. I had one because one was for me and it was delicious. And I'm like, oh, I want to have this other one. And I bet Kathy's. See, here I am sitting there going, I know Kathy's not going to eat this because she's doing this strict diet. But there were two. I should be a nice guy. Then I'm leaving yesterday and the person comes in who baked them and goes, oh, I guess nobody liked these cupcakes, huh? And I'm like, no, I love those cupcakes. Well, there's one left. I go, that's because it's for Kathy. I'm trying to be nice.
People are weird. Like, why would they even bring that up?
I know. It's like, why would you? I mean, and so I had to sit there and they really didn't believe me. And I'd like, no,
ate it right there.
She made me take it on the plane.
Well, that sounds like a win-win, though.
No, it wasn't, dude. Don't ever take a cupcake on a plane.
Why is that?
Oh, dude, I put in a bag, but I had it filled up with air. Thought if I kept it in my pocket, but then the decompression, it pulverized it. I took it out of my
pocket.
I took it out of my pocket, and I got people next to me in the row, and I was like,
are you serious?
Yeah, dude. It was...
Pocket cupcake.
It looked like I shot somebody in the head and put the head in this bag. That's how destroyed this red velvet cupcake... It was... I was so mad.
That's amazing.
Just, like, opened up the bag and ate it like a horse. Just
Dude, I wanted to, but they were...
open.
Yeah, just kind of like a feedback.
Yeah. But I had a fancy Orange County lady next to me, you know, like
who cares?
Well,
you have to keep eye contact, you know, dominance.
I don't like to look bad in front of people. And she had this look as soon as I pulled this bag out. She's like, "What the hell is this?" She didn't know what it was. It looked like it was a bloody mess. It looked like it was somebody's finger in there because of the color of the red velvet cupcake.
Oh,
so it and then there was.
I didn't know it could do that to it.
I didn't know it either. I was so ready to enjoy this. I'm like,
science.
You guys are all gonna have to deal with whatever they give you. Those little cookies. Look what I've got. And I pulled it out. And honestly, Steve, it looked like an episode of Mayans MC. It was just like somebody just got shot and they rolled it up in a bag.
So mental note, next time put it in like a little Tupperware thing.
Oh, dude, but you're right. I should have done it.
I wouldn't have known that, but now I know if I ever want to smuggle cupcakes to another state.
I thought I was in good shape because I had the air in there, so air with the pocket
wouldn't
crush it.
I wouldn't even thought of doing that.
Yeah, well, I had it.
Oh, so the pocket.
So the pocket wouldn't crush the cupcake, you know, and I was like, I'm so excited.
I think I would have just walked around with that in my hand the whole time.
I probably should have.
Got through security with it in my hand.
You're right. Gosh, I just wish I had ate it. I could have ate it in the airport.
How about this person says, I work for Boeing. Someone went into my lunch, took a bite of my muffin, and put it back in my lunch.
Oh, that's just... See, that's just somebody being a dude.
Yeah, that's someone messing with you at that point.
You have a coworker that doesn't like you.
Yeah, that's BS.
Or someone that likes you and likes to play pranks on you.
Yeah, but you know what you're done. You can't eat that, right? You can't. You know he's touched it and his saliva's all over it. You're done.
Well, remember when we had that cake that showed up here at work, the train cake, the band Train. Yeah. They announced their tour with the Goo Goo Dolls and they sent this cake and it was sitting on our kitchen counter for like an hour and nobody was touching it, which is rare with the vultures that we work with. Typically, there's a group of people whenever food shows up and they just stay there and eat it until it's gone.
Yeah.
But for some reason, that cake, no one was touching. I'm like, geez, man. So Danny and I did a silly video where I took a little bite out of the corner and then like, yeah, and Danny's like, who ate this? I'm like, drinking the coffee. I'm like, no, I don't know. And then pull the coffee cup down and there's like, it's food stain on it. Well, one of our coworkers saw that, took a picture of it, put it on our Instagram. It's like, who would eat just the corner of this cake?
No.
And then eventually she went on Facebook and on Instagram, must have kept looking down her thread because eventually got to my video. And then she just commented on mine and just said, it was you.
Oh, nice. Thanks, Sherlock. Without you, we would have never solved the case.
Oh, it wasn't like she was like, she solved the case. She just thought it was funny that she's trying to figure out who the hell would just eat a corner of a cake and it was this idiot.
Yeah. I never got any piece of that cake.
It was all right.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you for telling me it was all right, because the FOMO would be bad. And so I like how you don't give me food FOMO on that one.
Oh, gosh, you just used FOMO twice.
Well, whatever. That's what the kids are
saying. Now we got to stop using it, right?
Why? What's the matter?
As soon as you use it, it's no longer allowed.
Yeah, it's always on fleek when I use it.
Nobody else uses that word. I hope you know that.
What, fleek?
Yeah.
Or FOMO?
Both now.
On fleek was like 3 years ago, dude.
Well, that's right. You know what? I'm keeping it going. I'm keeping it alive.
Yeah.
Is Krunk still a thing?
No, that's still popular, yeah.
Okay, good.
Everyone's crunked.
All right, good. Mm-hmm. Thanks, man. Got a woman who's getting married in Hawaii next year. That's a good choice. And she went on a Facebook message. She sent out a Facebook message to her guest. That found its way onto Reddit, and it's going viral. Why? Well, this message... She decided she would Facebook message about dress code for her guests. And the dress code...
So just guests, not just bridesmaids.
Yeah. And this dress code is based on weight. How about she is saying, okay, here's my wedding. Here are all you folks coming. Everybody coming. Here's how you should dress based on your weight. This is insane. So she said women under 160 pounds need to wear green velvet sweater, orange suede pants. How do you say this? Louboutin red bottom heels.
Dude, those aren't cheap.
No.
I mean, I was trying to get myself a pair, and it's over a G.
And a Burberry scarf. is this girl serious? I mean, this is Bridezilla right off the bat.
Dude, I'm looking at the post on Facebook, and it's insane.
Wow.
That's a lot of, I mean, this must be a fancy-ass wedding.
Men under, yeah.
Have people, to expect people to be able to spring that kind of coin.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's a green velvet sweater and orange suede pants. That's a weird color combination. And you're going to be in Hawaii in the sand in freaking heels.
Everyone loves to wear suede pants and heels in Hawaii.
And a velvet sweater.
And yeah, a Burberry scarf.
Everybody's got a, men under 200 pounds are supposed to wear a purple fuzzy jacket and all white sneakers.
Oh, that's a cool look.
Apparently, though, they're also supposed to wear a soda hat. Like, you know, the beer hats.
Okay.
Like, what kind of classy-ass wedding is this?
They said, she's going to be messing with people.
Here's this. She said, we want you to invest in an outfit valued at least $1,000 to go to her wedding.
Dude, it says men over 200 pounds, all camouflage with black sneakers.
What?
What?
So camouflage? Probably so you don't see them, right?
Oh, jeez.
There you go.
Sorry. Nice. Wow, this is this I can't believe it. Anyway, word got back to this bride that her post was going viral, so now she says she's planning to make all the guests take a polygraph to figure out who snitched her out. She said, who's the snitch to put me on blast? You know, I don't want to be part of this girl's network. Who wants to be her friend? What kind of a douche are you that you'd want to be involved with this woman in any way, shape, or form?
Dude, I'm looking at it. I guess she says, I noticed that somebody posted this on Reddit. Therefore, I'm announcing one of the most unique parties you will ever be invited to in your life, besides my actual wedding. In honor of the snitch who sold me out, I will be hosting the first ever polygraph party at my house on Saturday. Bring your inner Sherlock Holmes, because we'll be hunting out the snitch who put me on blast. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. We just bought a real polygraph test for $99 on Amazon. Is that all it is? Can we get one for $99?
Oh, she says you can. I trust this woman. She's if anybody.
Oh,
knows.
Yeah.
There it is.
Free shipping for okay. Prime members. It says after the testing is over, we'll find out who the rat was that did this, and we will all celebrate with drinks and appetizers. If you can't make the polygraph party, you will be presumed guilty unless you can provide a valid excuse. Oh my God, this sounds like Sarah's parties.
Yeah. Now, Sarah, I mean, Sarah's an idiot, but she's not a douche.
I promise, as long as you're innocent, you have nothing to worry about.
I hate this woman so much. I hate her so much. I cannot tell you how much I hate this woman. Oh, my. And this is. I mean, obviously, this is somewhat high society because she's saying you got to spend a grand on who's going to spend a grand on an outfit to go to a wedding unless you got cash?
Not me. I'm going to go into my closet and wear whatever's the nicest unwrinkled things I have in there.
Can we all agree that really we should deport this woman? Just, you know what? Let some other country have her.
Look, she says, do you effing know me? Do you know why we do things this way? No. Then shut up. Go back down to your scum basement and play video games. Never effing make comments about people you don't know. My husband and I are certified spiritual healers with over 10 years of experience.
What?
You all know this.
What?
Our wedding colors, fabrics, and intimate synchronized dance is something we hold very dear. This has got to be a joke.
Oh, my God. First of all, if you think
she's truly that.
If you are a spiritual healer, you're an idiot. Because she's a New Ager? She's part of that community?
The expensive clothing represents the riches we wish to come. The black and camouflage outfits represent the aura of the devil that we must shoo away. So the fat people are the aura of the devil, is what she's saying.
What is this? I thought you were making a joke. That was serious about the black and camouflage?
No, I was serious.
I thought you were Joe. Oh, my God. This woman's a moron.
She says, the soda hats, Vicky, they represent our wishes for an abundance of life-saving liquid. You get the picture. We met at a psychic's desensitization chamber.
Oh, my God.
Over 12 years ago in Italy. And as you all know, why bring traditions and beliefs? Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's an idiot. And then she wants polygraph tests. You're not a spiritual healer. You're a menace.
I found a mock-up of what they look like. It looks... What kind of wedding is this? Seriously, it looks like a circus.
Wow. This is, instead of feng shui, it's feng shui is what I would say to her.
One person is the biggest question. Who's marrying her? Dumbass.
Yeah.
They met at a desensitization, however you pronounce that.
Yeah, these are just, they deserve each other. And anybody that's going to go to this wedding deserves to be there, too. You know what? Have it in Hawaii and never come back.
But we do need a polygraph test. I think that would be fun to have whenever we have an argument. We can
check the in. Okay.
Yeah.
I like it. I know how to beat a polygraph test, so I'm good.
What, do you just suck on a penny?
I'm not going to tell you my secret. I watch enough of these shows. I know how to beat one.
Put a penny in your shoe.
Yeah, you don't put a penny in your shoe. You put it somewhere.
Yeah. In the bone?
I'm not giving you my secrets, Dave.
Whoa.
Yeah. Not telling you my secrets. But it does go somewhere sensitive.
Eek. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
But you know what? You'll never catch me in a lie.
You're anteater.
Wow.
Gross.
That is, you know what? I am, you know what? You, in order for you to come on this show, Steve, you need to get a purple fuzzy jacket, or you're not allowed on this show.
All right, I'll get one over the week.
Yeah, get one over the weekend.
Somebody says, I think these people are just trying to sell polygraphs. I agree. That's the biggest part of the story that blew my mind, is that you can get a polygraph for under $100.
Hey, Amazon's happy. They'll get, you know, if you're a Prime member, they'll get it right to you. I have a question. What happens when you go on social media to complain that a friend ghosted you? Now you know what happens. Another edition of Facebook Drama, and you're going to hear it at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Now it's time for Facebook Drama.
And Facebook Drama is brought to you by Car Toys. And BJ, once again, here's our chance to point out and illustrate the morons on Facebook. This is a good reminder for those that don't have a Facebook page why they should never get a Facebook page again. Yeah. Because this is an actual Facebook post. The drama unfolds because of it. And yes, we're going to act it out. So this time around, BJ, you'll be the original poster. You will be Trish.
Hi.
Rev, you will be Marcy.
Sweet.
Vicky, you're Max.
Woo.
And I will be Joanna. All right, so Trish is the original poster, so BJ, please take it away.
I can't believe it's come to this, but hey, Joanna, what the F is wrong with you?
Wow, calling someone out on Facebook. What are you, like 15?
It has to be done, so I'm doing it. Come on, Joanna. It's time for you to quit ghosting me already.
It doesn't have to be done. Why don't you just message her, or better yet, call her?
I have tried it all. So get out of my business, bitch. I've called her. I've texted her. Privately messaged her. I even saw that she read it, yet she's not responding to me. Joanna, I thought we were friends.
Yeah, you don't seem psycho at all.
She is my friend, damn it. Why are you ghosting me, Joanna?
Holy crap. I don't even know Joanna, but I'm filing a restraining order on her behalf on you. LOL. Hashtag psycho.
Hello, Joanna!
Trish, leave me alone.
Oh, wow. You are alive. Why the F aren't you replying to me?
I don't know. Chad showed me the DM you sent him saying you had a hot dream about him. I don't waste my time with drama.
I thought it was funny. I wasn't flirting with him. I swear.
Sounds like you were flirting. This is some single white female type S.
Goodbye, Trish. I'm unfriending you and blocking you. Chad is doing the same. Stop hitting on Chad.
Yeah, that's all you got.
Oh, wasn't that dream funny? I totally don't really want to bang you. Want to bang?
Yeah, exactly.
You say you had a dream about someone. That's just your way of trying to get dirty talk going.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, I've had that happen where one time I was like, man, it was with a dude. I'm like, hey, man, I had the funniest dream. It wasn't dirty. But I had the fun, you know, because you just assume that when you say you had a dream about someone,
right,
it's going to be a dirty dream.
Totally. Yeah. And she knows it. Although, I mean, and she's just like, what a needy bee. Honestly.
Right? Needy bee. I like it.
Why are you ghosting me after I just flirted with your boyfriend?
Oh, she knows exactly what's up. She knew exactly what was. Oh, that's it, was right. Funny. I thought it was funny.
Hot,
yeah.
Chad sausage is what she's wanting.
Yeah. It was in a similar situation, but it was my boyfriend who ghosted a dude. Like, his buddy was fixing my computer, and I didn't particularly like this buddy anyways.
But he's good with computers.
And I was just like, whatever, okay, fine, I'll take my computer to this guy. And so my boyfriend had to leave for whatever reason, so I'm at this dude's house, like, okay, waiting for my computer to be done. He's like, I don't get why you're with him. Like,
no.
In the, yeah, wow. He pulled that move because we had broken up and gotten back together.
He's that like, doesn't work.
He's like, I wouldn't have taken him back if I was you. You don't deserve that. I'm like, I've never had a conversation with this dude, like, yeah, more than just in passing.
Can you just hit control alt delete and leave me alone, like, sir?
Oh, that's just.
And he ended up messing up, like, deleting all my information anyway.
Oh,
so
nice.
All my photos were gone.
Yeah. Yay. Oh, no. Those photos were transferred somewhere else, I bet.
Probably. Yeah. And
did you have raunchy pictures on there?
I might have. Like,
probably.
And he has them now.
Yeah.
I was 18.
Yeah.
But then I told my boyfriend, because I'm like, I don't like this dude. And that was made me uncomfortable. I'm like, look, this is what went on. And yeah, they didn't talk anymore. And
nice.
He's like, I don't get why you're not talking to me. It's like, because you kind of hit on my girlfriend.
Yeah.
See, I like what that chick did with Joanna. She's just like, I don't want to deal with this drama, so I'm just cutting you off. I don't need to explain why. Yeah. I don't need to have a conversation. I'm not going to get into this argument of how dare you write my boyfriend. We're both just blocking you.
Yeah.
It seems like that's a much more logical way to handle things.
It is. I need to learn that in my life, because there's drama to me trying to get out of drama. Like, I should just want to, like, yeah, just not be there. But instead, I create drama to get out of drama.
And does everybody know what single white female is now?
No.
Danny, do you know single white female?
No, not at all.
Oh, man.
This is another sign that we're old.
It's 20 years old.
It's definitely 20 years old, that movie, at least.
Oh, this is like this is the movie that kind of started the whole, some people are just psycho.
Wow, it came out in 92.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
Wow.
I don't know if it still holds the test of time, but it's about a chick who's obsessed with this girl and basically like lives with her, dresses like her, cuts her hair to look like her, and then tries to bang her boyfriend.
Oh, wow. Bridget Fonda and Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Oh, that's right. That's a good cast.
Never heard of it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was, and you know, Bridget Fonda and Jennifer Jason Leigh's a great actor, and this is one of the movies that really put her over the top.
This was like right around, like, I feel like that was like the trend was the psycho chick movies.
Yeah.
You had that, you had Basic Instinct.
Oh, the Bunny Boiler.
What was it?
Fatal Attraction,
right? Fatal Attraction.
Yeah.
Yep. Single White Female. What other ones were there? There was a few others.
There was one, Slither.
Slither.
It wasn't good, but I had a poster of it. I had one of those legit movie posters that was really, really cool.
It was the start of women going, you know what? We're going to show you we can be crazy. We're going to show you we're going to take the power back. Those movies started it.
That was just like, all around the same time. What, like late 90s?
Yeah.
Early 90s.
Early 90s. Yeah.
Basically just the 90s. Yeah.
The 90s, letting you know that women get psycho.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Misery, too. I mean, kind of.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, I mean, Kathy Bates, man, that was her role.
There was a second one, too, apparently.
Single White Female, too?
Yeah, The Psycho. Came out in 2005.
I like how they ended with Psycho. That. Like Psycho wasn't really part of the first movie, even though that was the entire movie.
It would have been great if it was Single White Female, too. The bitch really got crazy.
Yeah.
I wonder if that movie holds up, though. But that was, whenever somebody would get a little weird or a little clingy towards somebody, you'd be like, oh, single white female.
Yeah.
SWF.
I wonder if Misery holds up. Like a lot of these movies that we just love. But
I bet Misery does.
I agree.
But I don't think single white female really would.
I'm kind of feeling like you're right on that one, too.
Yeah.
Also, Fear with Mark Wahlberg. That just becomes the psychos in general. Yeah. Because dudes obviously can be psycho as well.
Funny enough, my wife actually watched Fear because her sister hadn't seen it. And it is bad. It is so overacted and absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, it was like watching a soap opera.
Gotta love quality.
Oh, it was not good.
Guess what I saw?
What'd you see?
I did see that. I saw that Christmas movie.
Dude, I was just about to read a text. Someone said, hey, have any of you watched The Christmas Chronicles on Netflix yet? I thought it was pretty good. My wife and I watched it as well.
With Snake Plissken?
I thought I'd be the only one doing it. I told my wife, I go, we got to watch this because no one else in the show is going to watch this.
Oh, that's not how I said it. I said, babe, there's a good Christmas movie we need to see.
Oh, I forgot. Your wife loves those. Of course you'd watch it with her.
Well, usually she watches the Christmas movies without me because she knows that some of the Hallmark ones, it's like me with wrestling. She'll tolerate it, but you really don't want to like expose. I try not to expose her to all the crazy wrestling crap. Same with her. She doesn't want to expose me to all the crazy Christmas movie crap. But this one, I was like, okay, everyone's talking about how good it is. I'm willing to watch it. And we sat down over the weekend and watched it, and I loved it.
It was a good movie.
It's dumb and cheesy, but it was
exactly.
Really, it's basically the Santa Claus.
Yeah.
It has that vibe.
It does. It's really fun how they updated it. But look, it is a kid's movie because, I mean, the movie's all about the brother and sister. You know, that they're the focal points of the movie. So if you got, you know, and who doesn't have like a sibling relationship?
Bro, I had to power through the ending and I had to hold, I had to make it so that my wife wouldn't look at me.
Oh, you had the tears going.
Oh, I did.
Yeah. Oh, Christmas tears.
Yeah. It pissed me off because it's so cheesy.
I know. It shouldn't work. Coming. And it did. You're absolutely right. I was like, I know it's coming. It shouldn't work.
Anyone who's seen the movie. Yeah. Knows exactly what I'm talking about. Just called the ornament scene.
Yeah. Oh, I know. And that stupid scene.
And it was so dumb.
You knew it was going to happen.
And all of a sudden, my eyes started getting watery. I'm like, why am I getting it? Like, and I'm like, don't sniffle. Because I know if I sniffle, that's going to signal my wife to look at me because she knows that I'm going through menopause when it comes to these damn movies. And then she makes fun of me for the rest of the night. So I just had to hold it strong.
Did you, in the jail scene, did you recognize everybody? Because Kathy said, those got to be people. I go, I know one guy. I go, but Ed Steve knows everybody else who's in that jail.
I honestly was kind of zoning out on that scene.
Oh, dude.
I thought that was really stupid, that part.
Oh, yeah. Well, they had, you know, they had Stevie Van Zandt. Is that it?
Yes, he was in it.
Yeah, he was in it.
I did see him. Yeah,
yeah. So I assume there had to be some rock and roll people in that scene.
Yeah, that was probably that was. But there was a couple laugh out loud moments. Nothing like it's not obvious. It's better than the Hallmark Christmas movies. That should be their tag.
There was going to be a plot hole thing, but they wrapped it up at the end because the jail scene almost had me go off the rails. Like they don't even care anymore with these movies. They just do whatever they want to do. But then they fixed it.
But not a bad Netflix movie.
No, it isn't. It's, you know, it's interesting. Netflix has a particular pacing to their movies. It's almost like if they just cut a little bit out, it probably would have been an amazing movie. But yeah. Netflix always just leaves a little too much in, but not enough to make you hate it.
That could have been $1.20 as opposed to an hour and 40 minutes.
You're right. Right. Yeah. But it's,
I love, you know, that we're going knee deep in this Christmas Chronicles.
But it's a Christmas movie. I mean, Netflix has got a hit on their hands. I think this is going to be a movie that will last for the ages. Kurt Russell was an awesome Santa Claus.
He was great.
He was really good as Santa.
He was a badass Santa Claus.
And I really dug how they told the story of, like, what Santa's about.
And I liked that the reindeers were all, like, kind of chunky.
Yeah,
the reindeers. Pretty cool. And what'd you think about the elves? My wife was not too down with the elves.
It was like the Ewoks.
They're so cute.
Yeah, they were like Ewoks.
She thought they were too creepy.
Well, that's
actually... Did you see it, Vicky?
No, but I'm looking. I've seen the trailer multiple times, and I've seen the pictures. See, they look really cute.
And I think that's it. I think there's that creepy, cute look that I think a lot of Vicky-type people will like. And even Danny probably would dig those.
They
elves.
Look like methed-out chipmunks.
Yeah, they were. Yeah,
I like that it's different because it's usually either you have little people or children.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they did their own thing.
Well, thanks to CGI.
So it says, don't give it away. I'm watching it this weekend. Don't worry. It's just a Christmas movie. We're not going to give it away.
And we're not spoiling anything except that Kurt Russell's great.
Spoiler alert, there's Christmas.
Yes.
And it's called The Christmas Chronicles, if people were wondering. And somebody said that's my new favorite Christmas movie. So funny and good. Yeah, I thought they did a great job with it, though.
And also, by the way, I don't know. I've seen a lot of Christmas movies. They really explain how Santa can get the job done. I like that in the movie. They do a great job explaining how Santa gets the job done.
It's cool, kind of an acidy moment, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, it's so trippy. There were parts of that movie where I'm like, hey, they spent some money on this movie. There's some pretty good special effects in this movie.
Somebody said that they just saw Misery over the weekend, and it's still holds up.
Oh, that's good.
Another person's brought up another film about psycho people. Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
Oh, gosh, yes. Oh, I forgot about that one. Rebecca De Mornay, right? Isn't she in that, I think?
I don't know. Chris is giving it a thumbs up.
Yeah, she is in that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, she's...
Yeah, that movie. Damn, there's a lot of good psycho movies out there.
And A Christmas Chronicle. All right, Friday, Steve did get this one right. He did.
In which Disney film do two cats sing the Siamese cat song?
All cats go to hell?
No.
Wow.
Lady and the Tramp.
Yes.
What? Damn.
How'd you get that right? Really?
Pure luck.
Yeah. All right, well, hopefully pure luck won't be with Steve when you play him. And if you want a shot at playing him, call us now at Danny's cell phone, 206-449-1181. That's 206-449-1181. We're playing B. Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 to 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.